RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus, news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo prays for Minahasa visit. Chairman of MPR Zulkifli Hasan asks for evaluation of visa-free policy. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo's walking visit to Tondano, Minahasa, North Sulawesi on Tuesday has drawn praise and optimism about more rapid development across various sectors in the region. Minahasa region, Janche Wawilin Sajo, said that he was grateful for President Joko Widodo's visit to Minahasa, which has been appointed to host the 2016 National Christmas Celebration. Janche also said it's an important moment for the Minahasa people because they had been trusted to host this national event. He added that President Joko Widodo's visit to Minahasa would raise the Minahasa people's spirit to work harder both to develop their city and to maintain their long-standing religious tolerance. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo targets giant dam Kuwildan with a capacity of 23 million cubic meters in the North Minahasa will be completed in 2019. During his walking visit to Manado on Tuesday, President Joko Widodo had time to observe the Kuwildan in the district Kawankuan, North Minahasa Regency. He also said the Kuwildan in the North Minahasa Regency reaches 308 hectares. President Joko Widodo added that the dam will set for raw water reserves in the region, including Manado, Bitun, North Minahasa, and surrounding areas. President Joko Widodo targets the dam construction to be completed by 2019. Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, MPR, Zulkifli Hasan, asked for evaluation for the visa-free policy for 169 countries. He views that the policy does not guarantee the increase of foreign tourist arrivals to Indonesia. Zulkifli said in Purworejo, Central Java on Monday that the increase of quantity of foreign tourists visiting Indonesia did not happen because of the visa-free policy. He also pointed out that if the foreign tourists feel safe and comfortable and they get good facilities, the number of tourists to visit Indonesia will surely increase. Vice Chairman of the People's Consular Assembly, Hidayat Nur Wahid, also encouraged and supported the idea. He emphasized that the visa-free policy should consider the principle of reciprocity on mutual benefit and should promote equality and fairness. Jakarta city-owned bus operator PT Transportasi Jakarta has established a new and strategic business unit, Trans Swadaya, in a bid to expedite public transport revitalization in Jakarta, which includes metro medium-sized buses. PT Transportasi Jakarta Director Budi Kaliwono said on Monday that the new buses will allow bus replacement through individual operator SIM. Despite the adoption of individual operator SIM, Budi explained that the buses will still be paid on per-kilometer basis supported by public service obligation PSO of Jakarta Administration. The PSO was an underlying factor of TransJakarta's decision to separate revitalization efforts of other public transport in Jakarta outside metro minibuses. In the initial phase, TransJakarta has prepared 100 Japanese-made medium-sized buses for the revitalization. Acting Governor of Aceh Province, Mayor General Sudarmo, urged the people in Aceh to care more about the issues related to disaster when commemorating 12-year tsunami in Banda Aceh, Aceh Province on Monday. He asked people to refrain from any acts that could potentially damage the environment. He also reminded Aceh is included in the regions which are located in disaster-prone areas. On the same occasion, he appealed to people and institutions to keep improving their knowledge about disaster in accordance to disaster mitigation. The Acehese people need to develop community disaster care at the district level. He added that the existence of the community is considered important to help the government disseminate information on disaster management techniques. The last item, 3 Sumatran tigers, Panthera tigris sumatrae, and 2 clouded leopards, Nepalis diardi, were burned recently at Kinantan Zoo and Cultural Park, Bukit Tinggi West Sumatra. Iqbal, the manager of the zoo, said on Monday that the 3 cubs were burned to a couple of tigers named Sean and Bancha. Now the zoo has 8 Sumatran tigers. The caretaker of the zoo said that the gender of the 2 leopard cubs have not yet been able to be determined as the cub's parent is highly protective. Iqbal added that the bird was a rare event because it was difficult to breed the leopard in a zoo. The zoo management also let the cubs grow naturally with their parents. The caretaker will only provide nutritious diet such as milk and vitamins to maintain the health of the animals. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled Between Tolerance and Unity in Diversity. The word tolerance comes from Latin. The meaning of tolerant is to patiently let anything happen. So widely, the notion of tolerant is an attitude or behavior of someone who appreciates or respects others' action, of course, as long as not to deviate from the norm. Related to this, Indonesian people are familiar with the motto Unity in Diversity, which is the slogan or motto of the nation. The phrase is derived from the ancient Japanese language and often translated as Unity in Diversity or Bhinneka Tunggal Ika. The motto is now highlighted for its practices among the people who are becoming farther from the original meaning and more alarming. Tolerance in a culturally diverse behavior of people is spirit to be getting away from Indonesia. Especially when concerning the region, it is difficult for the nation to implement a tolerant attitude. It is understandable because religion is the belief of each individual. Indonesia has had some bitter experiences related to the conflict among religions. Therefore, people should be careful when talking about religion so as not to offend others. It is wonderful sight when some time ago, a religion held its religious celebrations. Various elements of the nation showed mutual respect, mutual restraint, hand in hand to maintain security, and did not trigger upheavals that might result in harming the nation. Apparently, the nation has started nicking back the meaning of tolerance in Bhinneka Tunggal Ika. Indonesian people must indeed keep the content of tolerance and national unity in Bhinneka Tunggal Ika. This is not just a slogan or jargon in politics, but it should be kept in mind and implemented in the behavior of the state and nation. Every Indonesian, regardless of race or position, should maintain tolerance and national unity so that the unitary state of Indonesia remains intact. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and Today in History, regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with what happened in 1949 during the Indonesian National Revolution, when Netherlands officially recognized Indonesian independence and of the Dutch East Indies. Indonesian National Revolutions or Indonesian War of Independence was an armed conflict and diplomatic struggle between the Republic of Indonesia and the Dutch Empire, and an internal social revolution following the post-war and post-colonial Indonesia. It took place between Indonesia's declaration of independence in 1945 and the Dutch recognition of Indonesia's independence at the end of 1949. The struggle lasted for over 4 years and involved sporadic but bloody armed conflict, internal Indonesian political and communal upheavals, and two major international diplomatic interventions. Dutch military forces were able to control the major towns, cities, and industrial assets in Republican heartland of Java and Sumatra. It could not control the countryside. In 1949, international pressures on the Netherlands became such that, together with the existing partial military stalemate, it recognized Indonesian independence. The revolution marked the end of the colonial administration of the Dutch East Indies, except for Netherlands New Guinea. It also significantly changed ethnic caste, as well as reducing the power of many of the local rulers. We're moving on to 1822, where Louis Pasteur, French chemist and microbiologist, is born. Louis Pasteur was a French chemist and a microbiologist renowned for his discoveries of the principles of vaccination, microbial fermentations, and pasteurization. He is remembered for his remarkable breakthroughs in the causes and preventions of disease, and his discoveries have saved countless lives ever since. He reduced mortality from puerperal fever and created the first vaccine for rabies and anthrax. His medical discoveries provided direct support for the germ theory of disease and its application in clinical medicine. He is best known to the general public for his invention of the technique of treating milk and wine to stop bacterial contamination, a process now called pasteurization. He is regarded as one of the three main founders of bacteriology, together with Ferdinand Kahn and Robert Koch, and is popularly known as the father of microbiology. The last event is 1945. The International Monetary Fund is an international organization headquarters that was established in 1944 at the Bretton Woods Conference, primarily by the ideas of Harry Dexter White and John Maynard Keynes. It came into formal existence in 1945 with 29 member countries and the goal of reconstructing the international payment system. It now plays a central role in the management of balance of payments difficulties and international financial crisis. Well, listener, that was today in history of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this day in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello, listener. It's nice to meet you again in our regular program, Focus. The theme of today is a four alleged terrorists nabbed in Jatiluhur. Anti-Terror Detachment 88 or Densus 88 Special Team with West Java Police managed to thwart acts of terror by arresting four suspected terrorists in Jatiluhur, Purwakarta, West Java on Sunday at around 9 o'clock local time, PM. In a statement, Chief of Police Public Information Bureau Brigadier General Ridwanto said that initially Densus 88 team arrested two terrorist suspects named Ivan and Rijal. Then the team chased two other suspects who were lurking around Jatiluhur region. From the two terrorists arrested, it was learned that there were two other people who were hiding in Jatiluhur Dam. At 12 p.m., Detachment 88 raided a floating house on Jatiluhur Lake. There, two suspected terrorists named Abu Sopi and Abu Faiz resisted arrest with armed contact. Both were eventually killed in the crossfire. From the result of the raid, police found no explosives in the hideout of the four suspected terrorists. Nevertheless, West Java Police Chief Inspector General Anton Charlian affirmed that the police found weapons and a statement of willingness to become a suicide bomber. The police did not know the reason why the four suspected terrorists chose the area around Jatiluhur, Purwakarta, West Java as their hideout. Jatiluhur is a bit dammed and water reservoir considered as a vital object and it has been the target by the four suspected terrorists, the impact would be huge. From the raid, the police believe that there were test divisions among the four persons. General Anton Charlian also stated that there is a different pattern in the terrorists at this time. Explosive materials will be given to the executors when they get closer to the day of execution. It is suspected to be the reason why there was no discovery of explosives in the raids in Jatiluhur. Anton also explained Abu Sofi and Abu Faiz are suspected to be the executor candidates as repealed in the wheels found in the middle of the reservoir. General Anton Charlian added that the four suspected terrorists are encouraged by someone in the penitentiary. However, the police chief did not explain where the prison in question is. After the raids in Jatiluhur, police continued their investigation at the residence of the suspected terrorists in Padalaran, West Java. Related raids of suspected terrorists in Jatiluhur, Chairman of the House of the Representatives, DPR, Setia Novanto, appreciates the performance of the police through the Densus 88 in anticipation of radical actions such as terrorism. He views that the act of terrorism will only victimize the people. The raids is said so that the radical groups actually exist in Indonesia and are very dangerous. Additionally, Setia Novanto also reminded people to remain vigilant because the potential and the threat of terrorist attacks are still hanging around. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo's walking PC to Tondano Minahasan, North Sulawesi on Tuesday, 27 of December, has drawn praise and optimism about more rapid development across various sectors in the region. President Joko Widodo targets a giant dam, Kuildan, with a capacity of 23 million cubic meters in North Minahasa, will be completed in 2019. Chairman of the People's Consular Assembly, MPR Zulkifli Hasan, asked for evaluation of the pre-visa policy for 169 countries. Jakarta city-owned bus operator PT Transportasi Jakarta established new and strategic business unit Transwadaya in a bid to expedite public transport revitalization in Jakarta, which includes metro mini medium-sized buses. Acting Governor of Aceh Province, Mayor General Sudarmo urged the people in Aceh to care more about the issues related to disaster when commemorating 12 years of tsunami in Banda Aceh, Aceh Province on Monday. Three Sumatran tigers, Panthera tigris Sumatra, and two clawed leopards, Neophalis tiardi, were born recently at the Kinantan Zoo and Culture Park, Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
My friends, Christians in Indonesia and other parts of the world, I am the Ambassador of Mexico to Indonesia, Federico Salas. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Muchas felicidades, Feliz Navidad y un muy próspero Año Nuevo. Terima kasih.
Der deutschen Redaktion von der Stimme Indonesiens. Gerne möchte ich euch sowie allen Hörerinnen und Hörern der deutschsprachigen Sendungen auf 9525 kHz gesegnete Weihnachten und ein gutes neues Jahr 2017 wünschen. Ganz besonders bedanke ich mich für die gute Unterstützung der Stimme Indonesiens im zu Ende gehenden Jahr 2016 für unseren RTI-Hörerclub in Ottenau. Es war für mich eine große Ehre und Freude, dass nach mir im Jahr 2014, dann mit Dieter Leupold im Jahr 2015 und nun mit Heinz Haring im Jahr 2016 weitere Mitglieder unseres RTI-Hörerclubs Ottenau bei eurem Quiz gewonnen haben und Indonesien besuchen durften. So haben wir gemeinsam die Hoffnung, dass dies auch 2017 einem weiteren Hörerclub-Mitglied ermöglicht werden könnte. für die große Hilfe bei Empfangsproblemen durch die zuverlässige Bereitstellung der Sendungen der Stimme Indonesiens und weiterer Programme möchte ich mich ganz besonders bei unserem Ehrenmitglied Michael Bethke in Bad Homburg herzlich bedanken. Da es wie in den letzten Jahren schon gewohnt auch 2016 wieder zu den winterlichen Empfangsausfällen auf der 9525 kHz kam, bleibt doch die Hoffnung, euch bald wieder auf der Kurzwelle in verständlicher Empfangsqualität hören zu können. Auf ein Wiederhören auf der Kurzwelle 9525 kHz freut sich euer Freund und Stammhörer Bernd Seiser aus Rottenau.
Dear heads and members of RRI Voice of Indonesia, I wish for all of you happy holidays, be healthy and stay close to your loved ones and try every time to look beyond the horizon of everyday life. I wish that the year 2016 will bring you new aspiration, new objectives and as every beginning fills your heart with hope for a little more happiness, prosperity and other things that we think are good, positive. The beginning of the year is always special because whatever situation we find ourselves always make us go back to each other and to wish each other good and beautiful things. And every new beginning brings new opportunities for those who therefore dream more, to want harder, fight harder firstly, not last, to love more beautiful. Happy holidays and happy new year. With appreciation forever, Vicențiu Gheorghe from Romania.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you a culinary tour to Madura, East Java. Stay tuned. Listener, Madura is the name of the island, which is located in the northeast province of East Java and administratively including into the province of East Java. Madura Island has a number of interesting sites. Bull race is an icon of Madura. Bull race event is held annually in different levels from sub-district, regency, and throughout Madura area. In addition to interesting sites, Madura is also rich with typical culinary, such as Sate Madura, which is famous throughout Indonesia. However, if you visit Madura, do not forget to taste the sate and various other typical cuisines such as nasi sepang. Listener, nasi serpang contained with a very small portion of rice with very side dishes. Although the rice seemed a little bit portion, but the food is quite filling because there are a variety of side dishes on it. Rice and very side dishes wrapped in banana leaves. The dishes consisted of clam with chili sauce or sambal goreng krang, shrimp brittle or peyek udang, and fried meat. There are also spiced tuna, salted egg, and serundeng. the flavors of each food are different. Listener, nasi serpang, which is very popular because of its delicacy, now can be found in Surabaya and Malang. If you want to enjoy nasi serpang, you have to get up early to avoid it. The price is 18,000 rupiah per portion. Nasi serpang seller usually peddle this culinary on roadside. Listener, Serpang actually is the name of a hamlet in Sabian village, Arusbaya sub-district, about 10 kilometers north of the city of Bangkalan, Madura. The Serpang rice originating from the Serpang hamlet, which is inherited from generation to generation. Up to now, nasi serpang become economic backbone of residents in the village. The savory of nasi serpang was born from the hands of a formidable woman, Hajah Turah. Then she brought the recipe of nasi serpang to her 7 children to continue the business of nasi serpang. So these cuisines are scattered in Madura until at present. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Nasi Serpang from Madura. We will see you again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. A lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is Libur Panjang Akhir Pekan, or in English, a long weekend. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can repeat after me. Libur panjang akhir pekan. Libur panjang akhir pekan. In English, long weekend. Kemana? Kemana? In English, where? Kali ini. Kali ini. In English, this time. Berencana. Berencana. In English, to plan. Pergi. Pergi. In English, to go. Bogor. Bogor. In English, Bogor. Walaupun. Walaupun. In English, although. Sebutan. Sebutan. In English, is called kota. Kota. In English, town or city. Hujan. Hujan. In English, rain. Berlibur. Berlibur. In English, on a holiday. Kesana. Kesana. In English, there. Pesan. Pesan. In English, to book. Hotel. Hotel. In English, hotel. Melalui. Melalui. In English, through. Nyaman. Nyaman, in English, nice, comfortable. Pusat kota. Pusat kota, in English, city center. Bersantai. Bersantai, in English, to relax. Jalan pagi. Jalan pagi, in English, to walk. Wisata kuliner. Wisata kuliner, in English, culinary tour. Terkenal. Terkenal, in English, famous. Ikut. Ikut, in English, to join or to follow. Bersama. Bersama, in English, together. Next is a conversation on libur panjang akhir pekan, or in English, a long weekend. As usual, I'll say every sentence twice and you can repeat after me. The conversation is between Ida, A, and Anna at the office. A. Hi Anna, libur panjang akhir pekan kamu mau kemana? Hi Anna, libur panjang akhir pekan kamu mau kemana? In English, hey Anna, where are you going this long weekend? B. Kali ini saya berencana pergi ke Bogor. Kali ini saya berencana pergi ke Bogor. In English, I'm planning to go to Bogor. Walaupun Bogor terkenal dengan sebutan kota hujan, saya tetap mau berlibur ke sana. Walaupun Bogor terkenal dengan sebutan kota hujan, saya tetap mau berlibur ke sana. In English, although Bogor is known as the rainy town, I still want to spend the holiday there. Hey, apakah kamu sudah pesan hotelnya? Apakah kamu sudah pesan hotelnya? In English, have you booked the hotel? B. Saya sudah pesan hotelnya melalui online. Saya sudah pesan hotelnya melalui online. In English, I already booked it online. Hotelnya kelihatan nyaman. Hotelnya kelihatan nyaman. In English, the hotel looks nice. Letaknya juga bukan di pusat kota. Letaknya juga bukan di pusat kota. In English, it is not located in the center of the city either. A. Di Bogor, kamu mau kemana saja? Di Bogor, kamu mau kemana saja? In English, what are you going to visit in Bogor? B. Selain bersantai, saya mau jalan pagi di Kebun Raya Bogor yang terkenal. Selain bersantai, saya mau jalan pagi di Kebun Raya Bogor yang terkenal. In English, besides relaxing, I want to take a morning walk in the famous Bogor Botanical Garden. Saya juga mau berwisata kuliner. Saya juga mau berwisata kuliner. In English, I also want to do some culinary tour. Hey, kuliner apa yang terkenal dari Bogor? Kuliner apa yang terkenal dari Bogor? In English, what culinary is famous in Bogor? B. Banyak sekali, seperti soto mie, soto kuning, dan asinan. Banyak sekali, seperti soto mie, soto kuning, dan asinan. In English, many, like soto mie, soto kuning, dan asinan. Bagaimana kalau kamu ikut saya? Bagaimana kalau kamu ikut saya? Bagaimana kalau kamu ikut saya? In English, how about you joining me? A. Baiklah, saya akan mencoba mencari hotelnya. Baiklah, saya akan mencoba mencari hotelnya. English. Okay, I'll try to find a hotel. B. Senang sekali kalau kita bisa pergi bersama. Senang sekali kalau kita bisa pergi bersama. In English, it's nice if we can go together. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today, which brings you Libur Panjang Akhir Pekan or A Long Weekend. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in another interesting topic.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will present you dangdut songs. Thank you. Listener, you have just listened to the song entitled Mengapa Ada Dusta, sung by dangdut singer Kitty Nurbaiti. The song, which was composed by Latif Khan, tells the story about lies and disillusion. In accordance with the lyrics, the music of the song Mengapa Ada Dusta is melancholic and sadness, added with a melancholic vocal of Kitty Nurbaiti. The song, which was released in mid-1990s, is one of Kitty's popular songs among music lovers in the country. Even the song is oftenly sung by dangdut singer Ina Cynthia. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Bisikanlah Dia by Kitty Nurbaiti. Happy listening.
Thank you.
listener Kitty Nurbaiti began her career as a supporting player in the film Bujang Jelihin. At that time, she still used the name Kitty Katrina. In the mid-90s, she changed her stage name to Kitty Andri. Then in 2003, she used the stage name to the name Kitty Nurbaiti. Not only talented in acting, Kitty is also talented in singing. She also released her first album entitled Bisikanlah Dia, composed by Fazal Dad. The song is a response to the song Berikanlah Dia by Asep Irama. The song Bisikanlah Dia tells about betrayal of love. In accordance with the lyric, the music is pretty mellow and melancholic. Bisikanlah Dia is the first song by Kitty Nurbaiti, and through this song, the name became popular in Indonesian dangdut music industry in the country. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Birunya Cinta and Kekasih by Kitty Nurbaiti. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
cinta kita, percayalah kasih, puisikan namamu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
A todos mis amigos cristianos en Indonesia y en otras partes del mundo, soy el embajador de México en Indonesia, Federico Salas, y quiero desearles una muy feliz Navidad y un próspero año 2017 con los mejores deseos. Muchas felicidades.
My friends, Stulur-Stulur in Indonesia and other parts of the world. I am Chevron Kartikromo, Sharshedi Affairs, Suriname Embassy to Indonesia, and I would like to take this opportunity to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year 2016. May we enjoy many more years together as friends, and I hope that with the will and the blessings of the Almighty, all your wishes will come true in the next year. Thank you.
Hello, for all the listeners of RRI Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. I'm Teddy Lesmana from the Economic Center of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences. Wish Happy New Year 2017. I hope all of you can get the new opportunity and have better life in the coming years 2017. Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.